With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Eleanor Bennett. The Pine Gulch fire burning in Mesa County near Grand Junction is responsible for smoky air in the Roaring Fork Valley. Lightning ignited the fire Friday. It's burning mostly juniper and sagebrush on a ridge of rugged mountain terrain. Mary Beth Peacott is with the Bureau of Land Management.
The difficult terrain and the continuous fuels really make it difficult for firefighters to go on a direct attack.
As of last night, the fire had burned 3,600 acres and was 5% contained. Western Colorado is experiencing drought conditions, and the forecast for the next several days does not include rain. The Betty Flies Foundation provides flight school scholarships to students in the Roaring Fork Valley. The organization hosts their virtual rendezvous tonight at 6 p.m., featuring retired NASA astronaut and artist Nicole Stott. Founder Suzanne Pfister says she started the organization in honor of her mother, Betty Hawes Pfister, a pilot at a time when there were few opportunities for women in aviation.
It means a lot to be able to carry on the legacy of my mom and of all the good that she did. You know, if my mother could accomplish what she accomplished way back in the 40s, then certainly this is a great example that we could set for the young people of today.
Pfister says all are welcome to join the virtual event tonight. You can find out more at bettyflies.org. President Trump signed the Great American Outdoors Act yesterday. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports, the bill will help pay for overdue maintenance on public lands in our region.
The bipartisan bill has been hailed as the biggest land and conservation legislation in a generation. The president called it a, quote, very big deal.
There hasn't been anything like this since Teddy Roosevelt, I suspect.
Congress will now spend about $3 billion a year on a variety of public land and conservation projects. However, some have criticized the funding model for depending in part on revenue from the fossil fuel industry. Jesse Prentice Dunn is with the advocacy group Center for Western Priorities. He says it's not a perfect solution, but a move in the right direction.
This is certainly a big win, but we've got to keep going.
The bill is also expected to create an additional 100,000 park-related jobs. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
I'm Eleanor Bennett, Aspen Public Radio News.